And good morning. Reaction is mixed on the COCC campus as students learn that a part-time instructor is charged with sexual assault. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams was on campus yesterday to talk with students.
A 23-year-old woman says she contacted 37-year-old Thomas Bray online. They met over the weekend and then went back to his residence where the assault occurred. One student at COCC telling KBND News that they've been told not to talk about the case. Half of the students we talked to feel the college should ensure that all instructors undergo background checks.
I believe that COCC instructors should all have background checks.
Do you feel safe here?
No, not now.
For part-time instructors or for any instructor, they've got a lot of students. They should have already, you know, gone through a process and making sure that we're safe with who they put us with.
It sounded like she voluntarily went back to his apartment. And I don't know what her expectations were, you know, but his expectations were clearly different than hers.
College has reassigned another instructor to Bray's anatomy class. He has been placed on administrative leave. He has posted bond and was released pending his next court appearance on the sexual assault charges. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Bend police say no other alleged rape victims have come forward, but they want to get the word out in case other victims are out there. Sergeant Clint Burley says when it comes to cases involving rape, assault, and intense trauma, it's often difficult for victims to report it to police.
It's a very traumatic situation. The trauma that is inflicted on anybody that goes through this is terrible. And what we want to do is we want to make sure they a lot of times victims of these types of assaults will call, like I said, friends, close friends or family members. And what they will do is try to ask for some advice, some help to see what they should do. And it is very hard for victims to come forward. And even with the police department wanting to help and do what's right, it's very hard for people to come through and relive that traumatic situation when we have to understand what happened.
Besides potential victims, Bend police are also asking for people who may have any information about the case. Oregon's unemployment remains essentially unchanged in January. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Our unemployment stands around 10.5%, but economist David Cook says we've seen several consecutive months of increasing job growth.
Oregon has seen strong payroll employment gains over the last 4 months. October's payroll employment was up 6,800 jobs. November was up 2,400 jobs, December up 4,000, and January up 6,300.
Educational and health services, leisure and hospitality, and manufacturing all added more jobs than usual in January. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND Radio News.
In state news, the Oregon Department of Justice issues a warning about a deceptive company named SmartRazor. DOJ spokesman Keith Dubanovich says they're not what they say they are.
There are people that are knocking on doors allegedly soliciting money to provide care packages to our military personnel overseas, when in reality they're a for-profit entity and very little, if any, of the money is going to our military.
The scam so far has only been run in Washington County, but could spread around the state. The approach is similar to a scam conducted last summer in which sales crews suggested that buying a magazine subscription was a charitable donation. AG John Kroger says Oregonians should protect themselves by researching charities before donating. You can go to the Attorney General's website and click on the Check on a Charity button. The Amber Alert for a missing 4-year-old Washington State boy has been canceled. He was found safe and sound. An Amber Alert was issued yesterday when Destin Reed allegedly abducted his son by force from a woman's shelter in Washington, south of Olympia. The suspect is in custody. Back in Central Oregon, a brand new manufacturing business is up and running today in Redmond. LMH Industries has leased a 1,700-square-foot building actually 17,000-square-foot building for the new cable assembly manufacturing facility. Once they are up to full speed, they hope to have 40 people working there. Company spokesperson Nikki McWilliams says the company is happy to be in Redmond.
We did look at several different sites within Oregon and ultimately decided that because of Redmond's favorable workforce and demographics, it was logistically the best choice for our business.
LMH will manufacture cable assemblies and wire harnesses often used by the military and in the medical industries. They will initially hire about 15 employees. That's your newscast. If you'd like more information, you can always go to kbnd.com. And coming up in your next local news, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments about a Bend child abuse case on Tuesday, but the High Court may not actually rule on it. We'll, of course, have details coming up. I'm Lori Roberts.